WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Peter Bogdanovich's film The Last Picture Show is 20 years old this year. It's set in small-town Texas in the early 50s. What they didn't have back then was home video, but we do, and The Last Picture Show has finally been released on video. Owen Gleiberman has a review.
The early 70s marked an astonishing renaissance in American movies. In the space of 1 or 2 years, such revolutionary talents as Robert Altman and Martin Scorsese seemed to explode the boundaries of what movies could be. These were the first post-counterculture directors, and in films like McCabe and Mrs. Miller and Mean Streets, they made the darkest undercurrents of American experience come thrillingly alive. As a director, Peter Bogdanovich is never going to be in their class. Yet his best movie, The Last Picture Show, conveys that same early 70s sense of alienation made gripping. In many ways, The Last Picture Show is a classic small-town soap opera. What distinguishes the movie is its dazzling bleakness and candor. Imagine Peyton Place remade by Ingmar Bergman, and you'll have a pretty good idea. The cast includes Jeff Bridges as a gentleman jock, Sybil Shepherd as his tease of a girlfriend, and Ellen Burstyn as Shepherd's boozing mom. Timothy Bottoms plays the young, wayward hero, who's so achingly lonely he falls into an affair with a housewife twice his age, brilliantly played by Cloris Leachman. Most of these actors were unknown at the time. There's barely a star turn in the entire movie, and that's part of what makes The Last Picture Show feel so authentic. Bogdanovich puts the sexual desperation of his characters right up on screen, as in this scene where Cloris Leachman reacts to the fact that Bottoms has thrown her over for Sybil Shepherd.
What am I doing apologizing to you? Why am I always apologizing to you, you little bastard? 3 months I've been apologizing to you without you even being here. I haven't done anything wrong. Why can't I quit apologizing? You're the one ought to be sorry. I wouldn't still be in my bathroom if it hadn't been for you. I'd had my clothes on hours ago. You're the one made me quit caring if I got dressed or not.
In some ways, The Last Picture Show anticipated the recent fascination with the iconography of the 1950s. The film was justly celebrated for its black-and-white cinematography. Even now, after so many movies have exploited this retro device, the dusty main street of Anarene, Texas seems chilling in its pre-rock-and-roll desolation. In this single film, Bogdanovich proved himself a master of mood. The songs by Hank Williams and Eddie Arnold aren't blasted all over the soundtrack. They drift out in bits and pieces from tinny jukeboxes, and so they never quite ease the loneliness that threatens to engulf everyone on screen. The atmosphere is sometimes more convincing than the story. Western veteran Ben Johnson plays the local entrepreneur, whose old-fashioned cowboy heroism is meant to hold the town together. The trouble is, he's weighted down with too much symbolic baggage. This is exactly the sort of old Hollywood device The Last Picture Show mostly transcends. Bogdanovich never has come close to equaling this movie, certainly not in his disastrous sequel, Texasville. Still, for one moment back in 1971, he seemed a true artist. The Last Picture Show isn't quite a great film, but it's enough to make you long for an era when mainstream movies were this down-to-earth and this honest.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.